keep us from danger. For all the beloved who rest in your mercy, help us, comfort us all of our days.
And tonight in our prayers, we're going to remember in our prayers Maxine Hahn. She is still in the hospital, and she's not, since yesterday, she's not doing any better, and so we want to keep them in prayers this evening, Maxine and Arnold. And then also right across the room was someone that I had a chance to pray for, and I told them that we'd pray for them in our church tonight. Her name's Carla. She just had surgery. So those two prayers tonight, let us bow our heads. Lord God, we just sang to you that your peace would infiltrate our world. And Lord, we know that it's only your peace that can bring the calmness that we need in this life. Your peace surpasses all human understanding, as the Bible teaches. Lord, we pray that this peace would extend to our sister in Christ, Maxine, and her family this evening. And also that it would reach out to Arnold. Lord, we pray for clarity in the hours ahead with exactly what is going on with her illness, and that you'd give her peace and calm her mind and relax her. If it is her time to go to you, Lord, we thank you for the rich promises you've granted to her. Bless this family in the hours ahead. And also, Lord, for Carla, seated right next door in the bed, in that same room, that you would comfort her and that your peace would infiltrate that room, 3202, this evening, and bless all those who gather. Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.